This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Opera Wilmington presents its third annual Exploring Opera Symposium this Friday and Saturday in UNCW's Cultural Arts Building. This year, the symposium isn't focused on Opera Wilmington's upcoming summer show, as it has been in the past, but instead on a historical figure, Katharina Yarborough, Wilmington's first operatic diva, and more importantly, the first Black opera singer to perform with a white American opera company. Here's Opera Wilmington Artistic Director Nancy King.
I was standing out behind the Cotton Exchange and saw a brick on the Walk of Fame, and it said Katharina Yarborough, opera singer. And I'm embarrassed to say that I had never heard of her before, so I Googled it and realized that she was born here in Wilmington in 1898, a time that was laden with a lot of political strife and racial strife. And I thought, you know, this is a conversation we need to be having, not just about Yarborough as an artist and coming up through that time period of strife, but also to celebrate her great achievements as an operatic singer. Her rise to fame, you know, really happened in Europe. She had more acceptance over there. She did return to the United States in the early 30s, so she sang Aida at the Hippodrome. The fascinating thing was that her career didn't take off in the United States after that. It was limited again, and so she returned to Europe. Subsequently, because of World War II, she returned back to the United States and then retired from the operatic stage.
The symposium begins Friday morning at 11:30 at Beckwith Recital Hall and runs through Saturday afternoon. Sessions include historical topics about Katharina Yarborough, racial inequality in American opera, and personal recollections from people who knew or at least met Yarborough, including Marva Robinson, Tony Rivenbark, and great-nephew Richard Yarborough. The symposium sessions are free and don't require a ticket, but tickets are on sale for Friday night's guest artist performance featuring Jamisa Yarborough, an award-winning soprano who may be related to Katharina. Another soprano singing Friday night is Tori Thomas, a UNCW Music Department sophomore.
I'm going to be performing a spiritual that was a part of Katharina's repertoire, My Lord, What a Morning. I like to learn about the people who paved the way for me, specifically being an African-American singer.
Tell me a little bit about the spiritual.
Something that I didn't know about the song till I started further studying it is that My Lord, What a Morning, the morning was originally M-O-U-R, as in a sad state of affairs, and I never realized that. I just thought it was something that you would sing to bring hope after a bad experience. The spirituals have a opening to where the African-American community was coming from when they were making this and singing this.
That's Tori Thomas and Nancy King. Opera Wilmington's Yarborough Symposium is Friday and Saturday at UNCW. Find all the details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.